The Moose Jaw Winmar Warriors might not have picked up the sweep they were hoping for this past weekend on the road against the Warman Wildcats, but the 2 points they did put on the board could prove to be valuable indeed. The Warriors dropped a 7-4 decision to the Wildcats on Friday night, but rebounded with a 5-3 win in the rematch on Saturday afternoon. As a result, Moose Jaw is now 1-2-1-5-0-4 on the season and have sole possession of 7th place, 4 points back of Warman for 6th, as well as 1 up on Yorkton and 2 up on Prince Albert for the final playoff spot in the 12-team league. The weekend opener saw the Warriors' Grady Hoffman enjoy his best showing in a Moose Jaw uniform as he scored all 4 Moose Jaw goals, first hitting Twine 3:30 into the game, then scoring with 6:30 to play in the second and finishing off his hat trick just over 2 minutes later. Hoffman then capped scoring for the Warriors with 6:37 to play in the game. Thing is, Warman had an answer and then some for the Yorkton product's heroics, as Zane Norman and Jack Janssen each had a pair of goals to go along with single markers from Deegan Wappas, Liam Bursaw and Carson Dyke to take their 7-4 win. The game was tied 1-1 after the first and Warman led 5-3 through 2. Dylan Duzen had 3 assists for Moose Jaw. Ryan Hicks got the start and stopped 21 shots in 33-43 of work before Ryan Bain finished things off and stopped 7 shots the rest of the way. The Warriors had 35 shots on Warman's Corbin Schnurr. Hoffman was right back at it in the rematch Saturday, scoring his team's opening goal at the 11:39 mark of the second period. He now has 16 goals and 37 points in 30 games this season and is 9th in league scoring. It looked like there might be a repeat of the previous night's outcome when Herchik and Jonah Marshall gave Warman a 2-1 lead heading into the third period, but Moose Jaw's offense would take over from there. Liam Fitzpatrick had a pair of goals to give him 20 on the season, while Bryce Bowen and Connor Miller had single markers as Moose Jaw pulled away for the comfortable win. Fitzpatrick now has 44 points in 31 games this season to sit 5th in league scoring, only 3 points back of league leader Cole Reschany from the Saskatoon Blazers. Jake Brittles picked up a pair of helpers for Moose Jaw. Bain ended up with a solid showing in goal, turning aside 35 shots, while Luke Brunin had 24 saves for the Wildcats. Next home action for the Winmar Warriors is Wednesday, January 18, when they host the Yorkton Seacon Maulers. Game time is 7 p.m. at the Moose Jaw Event Center.